our Pulse conversation. And hopefully when you see them the next time, you'll know a little bit more about them because you listen to our podcast. Can't make any guarantees, but hopefully you get to know them a little bit better through this. So real quick, Gina, what is it that brought you into scouting? And then Rick, if you could just follow up with your answer as well, please.
Sure. So this is Gina, and I have been involved in Scouts for 9 years. I have 4 children. 3 of them are boys. I currently have a Star Scout in Troop 6 here in Davenport, a second-class Scout in Troop 6 in Davenport, and then my 3rd son is a Wee Below in Pack 667. I've been a Den leader and or cub master with Pack 667 for 8 years. This year will be my 9th year out at Cub Scout Day Camp, either as a walker or as a volunteer out there. My 2nd year as day camp director, and I've always had a great time. Every year, this is my 9th year, I've been there every day for all 9 years, and I think I have as much fun, if not more fun, than the Scouts. So I'm looking forward to another great and final year with a Cub Scout at Catan Day Camp. So,
this is Ricka. My son is in the same grade as Gina's youngest son. And so they were in the same class in kindergarten. And so Gina was Cub Master that next year, and so she called and said you should come out and join Cub Scouts, and so we did. And I was den leader for my son's tiger and wolf years, and then worked on just
committee stuff
the next year, and then last year Gina roped me into helping with day camp. So this is also my 2nd year at day camp, and last year was just so much fun. So I think this year is going to be awesome.
And that's something I wanted to talk about because you guys have done this is your 3rd year, is that right, at day camp?
No, it's our this is our 2nd year running it.
Got it, 2nd year running it. And who was it that approached you and asked you if you would like to be run Catan Day Camp?
Well, sure. I have been around Catan Day Camp for many, many years. So I was around when it was Miss Karen and Mr. Aaron running camp. And then, of course, with Miss Julie. And it was Julie's 2nd year, I believe, running camp that she first said, maybe you'd want to run camp someday. And I said, no, I don't think so. My kids were still really small. I actually had a baby at home. And so I said, no, I'm not really thinking about that. But then her last year, she was kind of like, and I still need someone because I'm not running day camp next year. And so I said, well, let me kind of flip that around in my head for the summer. And I think then it was Mike Meadows and Julie that actually called and said, so you've been flipping that around in your head. And I said, yeah, I'm still flipping it. But it's now that my sons were older and didn't necessarily, you know, need me by their side so much, and now I have 2 that volunteer out there, it just worked out to be a good time for me to kind of spend a little less time with them at camp and a little more time with everyone. So it kind of just worked out that way.
Well, and I believe that it was either my 1st or 2nd week here when then one of my first meetings with a volunteer was with Gina to ask, do the official ask
the official
for
ask.
Her to run day camp.
Right. So, and I remember Andy saying, and do you know anyone who would maybe be willing to be your sidekick? And I said, I do. And she doesn't know it, but yeah, I'll get back to you. So, and then I, of course, called Ricka, and we've
here
been
we
working
are.
Ever since.
The rest is history.
Yep.
That's right.
So, in your respective positions, the overall director, can you kind of give us what your responsibility is as the overall director, and then, Ricka, you're the program director, so if you could do the same with program director, just to give everybody an idea of what the dynamic is between the two and what your responsibilities are as far as day camp goes.
Okay, so Ricka and I, this is Gina, I'm the director officially, and Ricka is the program director.
Officially.
Realistically, we do pretty much everything together or just divvy up things depending on who has the time to do it, based upon our work schedules and our kids' schedules. But officially, I would say I take on more of the volunteer side of things, working to get volunteers signed up and position them where they need to be at certain times. That's probably, especially the couple weeks before camp, something that I spend a lot of time on. I also probably spend a little bit more time working on the supply issues, what we need to buy, who's going to call about this or who's going to call to get speakers or porta-potties or things like that. While Rika, as program director, is spending most of her time on scheduling.
I'm mostly doing scheduling right now and then coordinating, like, where stuff is going to happen when we get out there.
And dividing the boys into dens. Rika kind of takes that on.
That all kind of falls into the schedule of when stuff happens and making sure things don't overlap.
And we try and meet probably twice a month or so just to kind of work together so make sure we're on the same page about things and usually make a checklist of these are the things we need to do before we meet again and who's going to make which phone calls. And
at camp, I'm the song leader.
For sure, Rick is the song leader at camp. I don't have the voice for that, but she has a great one, so I let her just take that on. And we're both up every night pretty late trying to figure out what we're going to do the next day. Yes. So.
Well, and one thing I know that's cool is that you guys actually stay out at Scott County Park.
We do. We camp out all week.
We will come out to camp probably on Friday or Saturday and stay the weekend getting things set up and then spend the whole week until probably Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Rika and I will be out camping with our children, and some nights are significant others and some nights not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do it all out there. We get them ready for their baseball games and ship them out after camp's over and cook our meals there. And I don't know, we stay out all week. So when you see us in the morning, we look like we've been camping. That's because we have
been camping. Yeah.
Well, and you guys definitely, this is a family affair.
Yes,
you
know, for sure.
Your guys' families are out there all week, and not just your spouses and your children, but also your parents came out.
Right. Last year, this is Gina. my husband, Chris, is the shooting sports director out at camp. He was last year, and he will be again this year. My two older Boy Scouts, Ethan and Adam, both volunteer every day, all day at camp, as well as helping set up and tear down and everything in between. Last year, my father, Mr. Lucky, I believe the boys called him, he was out in the fishing, ran the fishing and was hooking up people's fishing poles and teaching the boys how to fish, and he had a great time. So, yeah, it is a big family affair. Rika also had her family, her husband dragged out there teaching soccer. He's a soccer coach. And so, yeah, we were all out there having a great time.
And your daughters are both in the tot lot.
Our daughters somewhat happily spend each day in the tot lot. So, yeah, they're there all 5 days playing and doing crafts and taking hikes and enjoying their time there as well.
And going swimming.
And then before we get into our questions, what do you guys do for your real jobs outside of... Now, we've been working on this day camp, like, since last day camp.
Correct.
Right. Yes.
And you guys have jobs that you do during the day. And so what are those?
So it's Gina, and my real job is that I am a school nurse for Davenport Community School District. I am the regular nurse at Hayes Elementary, half-time, and then the rest of the time I kind of float and help at the other schools or work where nurses are sick, kind of as a substitute nurse. So I am officially employed as a half-time employee plus substitute responsibility. So I usually work 4 to 5 days a week, and I plan day camp after that and on the weekends and when I'm trying to fall asleep at night and when I first wake up in the morning, there's always day camp running through my head. So,
and Rika? I work out of my home as a administrative assistant to an investment advisor. It's something I've been doing for 16 years and, I did it in the office when we lived in South Bend, and when we moved, my boss allowed me to do it remotely, so I'm working in my basement all day long, every day, on the computer.
Thinking about day camp.
Thinking about day camp, yes.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, well, thank you, guys. We have three questions that we ask all of our guests. So our first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
I just watched for the first time. I got kind of caught up on The Good Wife, which I'm enjoying. That's good.
And that's like a political scandal kind of show, right?
Sort of. It's about a law firm, and it does have a politician. Yeah. Oh, so.
And I am not a TV watcher, but I do somewhat religiously watch Parenthood when it's on.
Is that the one with the dad, the guy from Coach?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good one, too. Mm-hmm.
And that's based on an old Steve Martin movie, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome.
All right, so our next question is, if you could have any profession, anything at all, your dream job, what would it be?
And your bosses are not listening to this. This is a complete, in a fantasy world.
I actually really like my job. No, I mean, it's perfect. I get to do it from home. I have complete control over my schedule, and I don't know what my...
That's
retired. My dream job would be retired.
And my dream job, if I had it to do all over again, I suppose, I would have gone to medical school and been a pediatrician.
Oh, okay.
That would have... That's what I would have done.
And that's a kid's doctor, right?
That's a doctor for children, yes. And that's partly because then I would save a lot of money because I have four children, so I'd be rolling in it, right? Be rolling in the extra cash I have from not paying another one.
Awesome. Hey, well, then our final one. You have any person in the world, in the history of time, it could be dead, alive, fictional, any person that you want to meet and you get to have a meal with them, who are you going to meet and what are you going to eat?
I don't know. I want to say something, profound, but probably, David Tennant.
Oh, okay.
Fish and chips, you know? I don't know.
I don't even know who that is.
He's one of the Doctor Who's.
Oh.
He's an actor.
There comes that I don't watch TV thing.
Yeah.
It would probably be for me, my grandmother, who I was very young when she died, but I have heard lots of stories and been taught many meals, cooking meals that everybody says, oh, your grandmother used to make this, and they teach me how to make it, but they always say it's not going to be nearly as good as your grandmother's. So I would want that, and I would want her to show me how to make ravioli. And that's what we would eat.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey, I've got one more real quick just to go out on. What has been the most rewarding experience during your tenure as head of the Catan Day Camp? What's been something that's really stuck out as a good memory that you've got?
I don't know. I had one kid who came up to last year and said, just a little boy, he said, you've done a really good job. That was nice.
And I'm actually going to be a little bit selfish with this because I will tell you my youngest son was not ecstatic about me taking on the role of day camp director because that meant I wasn't going to be walking with him. And so at first I thought maybe I'd made the wrong decision. But after having the two older boys volunteer out there all week and then my youngest son see me up there in front of everyone and still be able to go on with his pack and not want to stay with mommy. And I would say the most rewarding thing was just seeing my children grow in that week's time. My older boys grow as leaders. I would say even as when the week started and I had to kind of buddy them up with older scouts and I could tell they were a little bit nervous about taking that on towards the end of the week, they were, well, I can do that by myself. I don't need you to partner me with someone. And my younger scout by the end was like, oh, Mom, it's fine if you aren't my walker next year. I said, well, good, because I won't be. So I think that, you know, you really see, it's amazing how much change you can see in a boy in a week. And so... And you see that even with some of the younger scouts that come on day one and they don't want mom to leave. And day two, they're still may come late, and you might have to call mom to pick them up early, and by Friday, they don't want to go at all. They'll stay there all day long, and when can we go shoot more BB guns? So I just like to see the difference between Monday and Friday and all the scouts and volunteers, and it's a good time.
Rack and roll. Well,
I don't well, thank think... you guys so much for being, for taking the time out of your day to record this podcast that we know we have at least, what, 2 followers, Andy?
at least two, because Ian and I both have mothers.
That's right. So you're at least two. And they're going to be really pleased that we interviewed you guys. They're really interested to hear about
it. I'm sure.
Well, and the one thing I think we forgot to mention is that Ian is joining us over telephone because him and his wife recently had a baby girl, and he's doing his dad job of watching the girl tonight, taking some time off his wife's hands. So I know that next week we'll have Ian live in the studio again, but we want to thank Gina and Ricka for being our guests this week. And I know Ian and I are both really excited about day camp, and we can't wait.
Woo! Day camp rocks!
That's right.
Day camp rocks!
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.